I'm Pat Sullivan with another podcast. One of the stories, of course, this year, Davey Hamilton looking to make his return as he signs autographs here in Gasoline Alley. And, Davey, I suspect it's great to be back here as a driver.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's something I've been working on for a couple of years, actually, and it's finally came to fruition. It's awesome. I'm ready.
You know, you've done some work, obviously, for some race teams and on the radio, so you've kept your mind in it, at least. Any difference in the cars and anything you have to really adjust to?
I'll let you know in about an hour after my first time back in, went on track today. I think it'll be great. I mean, I've kind of kept up on them, obviously doing the radio and then working with Cheever a little bit the last few years, and I feel confident. I mean, I've been wanting to do this ever since I got hurt. It's just I haven't been able to put the program together, do it properly, but with Vision Racing, and you know, they have a great race team, and this car, Hewlett Packard coming aboard, and AMD and all the sponsors are helping me make this happen. It's just it's a perfect situation for me now. Now it's up to me to get all the rust wore off and get out there and get the hang of it again.
Of course, you did some work for Vision Racing and Tony, so I suspect that's paid off for you.
Yeah, you know the good thing is what two of the teammates I have, I know them very well with Anthony Foyt and Ed Carpenter, and actually spotted for Ed in his rookie year and tried to help him along. And now it's return favor. He needs to help me along, get back going again. But it's a fun team. Thomas, you know, what a great driver he is, and, you know, he had so much input with that team, and he's probably, I guess if you say we have a lead driver, he's probably one of the most experienced and confident at this point, and between all four of us working together, it's going to be a fun, not only a fun month, but a month that we have opportunity to do very well in this race.
You know very well what the question is going to be. Why come back?
Hey, you know, I wanted to come back, like I say, from the day I got hurt. I mean, I was wanting to make Pikes Peak, which is the next race after Texas. I didn't realize how bad the injuries were at that point, obviously, but that's what I do. I drive race cars, and I wanted to come back the last couple of years once I physically got ready. You know, I mean, it took a while physically just to get back in shape to where I could get in one of these race cars, and once it happened, but it wasn't that easy. You know, I've been out of the game. I've been out of a race car. It's hard to walk up to an owner not knowing what I could do or if I could do it and get a ride. So, you know, I fortunately got... Put a lot of hard work together with a lot of other people to try to find sponsorship, and we found that now with Hewlett Packard and AMD and many others, actually, that you'll see the car, it's pretty wild. It's a great race car, a lot of people on it. So.
And you kept your hand in short track racing as well, in a variety of ways.
Yeah, you know, I own some series out West Coast and with the Stock Car Racing League and Super Modified Racing League, and I had Super Modified team, Sprint Car Race team, and so I stayed, you know, that's where I got started, and that's what, you know, enabled me to come here, so, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.